We've known the Bills' opponents for the better part of the last few months since the 2012 season came to a close, but now we know when and where the Bills will play as the NFL released their 2013 regular season schedule. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy, and we take a look at some of the highlights of the 2013 slate, Murph, including some home cooking early on, a visit from the defending Super Bowl champs early in the season, and a primetime game just down the road in Cleveland.
Yeah, when you take a look at it, Chris, September should be a good month for Bills fans with their old rivals, the New England Patriots, here to open up the schedule on Sunday, September 9th. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Ninth time in history the Bills have opened up a season against the Patriots. They've got their first two games at home. The following week, the Bills dip into the NFC South for a 1 o'clock kickoff against Carolina at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Week three, the Bills hit the road for the first time up against another division rival, the New York Jets. That's a 4:25 p.m. kickoff at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands. And then it is back home the following Sunday with the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens coming to One Bills Drive for a 1 o'clock kickoff. So three of the Bills' first four games are at home in September. Should be attractive weather for the Bills fans to get the season started.
October is much different. They're going to spend much of that month on the road as three of their four October games are away from home. It starts with a Thursday night game under the lights in Cleveland to play against the Browns, an 8:25 kickoff to air on the NFL Network. The first of three games that rookie Bills head coach Doug Marrone will play against other head coaches in their first year with their respective teams. The Browns obviously hiring Rob Chudzinski. Buffalo posted a win in Cleveland last season. The Bills are back home Sunday, October 13th, to play the Bengals at Ralph Wilson Stadium. It's their only home game in October. That is also the Bills' Believe game for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Then it's two in a row on the road, the two longest road trips of the year for the Bills. They play at Miami Sunday, October 20th, a 1 p.m. start there. And then the next week, they play at New Orleans, another 1 p.m. kickoff in the Superdome against the Saints as Coach Marrone faces his former boss, Sean Payton. He served as offensive coordinator under him.
And then you turn the page to November, and the Bills come back to Orchard Park. The Bills will host the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday, November 3rd, 1 o'clock kickoff. Short road trip to Pittsburgh follows, a 1 p.m. kickoff at Heinz Field for a game there against the Steelers. Then it's back to the AFC East for a rematch with the Jets. They're in town on Sunday, November 17th, 1 o'clock kickoff against New York. That is the Bills' salute to service game that day. Of course, the Bills split the season series with the Jets last year. And the Bills wrap up November with the bye week very late this season. They'll have 11 games in the books before they get their week off. That comes on Sunday, November 24th.
And December reads very much like October. Not a lot of time at home for the Bills in the final month of the regular season. Only one game in Orchard Park. They have their annual Toronto game, which is going to be a difficult matchup against an NFC opponent in the Atlanta Falcons as they face them Sunday, December 1st, a 4:05 kickoff at the Rogers Center. And the Falcons, obviously a team that went all the way to the NFC Championship game last season. After that, two in a row on the road, back-to-back trips to Florida for the Bills. The first against Tampa Bay on Sunday, December 8th. And the following week, it's back to Florida to face the Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday, December 15th for a 1 p.m. kickoff. Buffalo facing Jacksonville for the eighth straight time in the regular season, dating all the way back to 2006. Then the Bills are back at home, their first home game in Orchard Park in 5 weeks, Sunday, December 22nd, as they get the Miami Dolphins coming north in December for a 1 p.m. kickoff. Buffalo split with Miami last season, and then they wrap it up Sunday, December 29th on the road in Foxborough against the Patriots. So the Bills will bookend their season with games against New England, much the way they did against the Jets last year, and in fact, 10 years ago, they bookended their season against the Patriots.
You know, you compared this year's 2013 schedule for the Bills to last year, Chris. Last year, the Bills had three December games in Orchard Park, one more game in December in Toronto. This year, only one December game at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Fans may welcome a break for the weather, but for competitive purposes anyway, the schedule sort of front-loaded with home games, and then at the back end, just one game in Orchard Park in the final five games, so they won't be able to count on a home field advantage very much down the stretch.
Right, and on the other side of that, some people will look at strength of schedule, and the Bills, at least in terms of the winning percentage of their opponents from 2012, pretty favorable, fifth easiest 2012 winning percentage. So I know a lot of things change in the offseason. A lot of people don't put a whole lot of stock in that, but it is a number worth noting. Well, that's a look at the schedule here for 2013 for the Buffalo Bills. If you want to take a closer look at it, it's available for you on BuffaloBills.com. John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown.